As friends, we are continuing our previous shiur b'siyat d'shmaya. This shiur should be a schus for Morani Morasi, and the God's Klal Yisrael and the whole world should have Yeshua Solamim. In the previous shiur, we saw that there are two parashiyas of Tamid, parashiyas Tetzav and parashiyas Pinchas, and if the Torah is repeating it, then there's a pretty good reason the Torah is repeating it, to teach us two different gedarim of a karban. One, as we explained, again based on the beautiful Ben Melech, is that we are trying to serve Hashem in a constant way. The ikar here is not necessarily the karban as much as it is the constant hashras hashchina in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, and this is expressed by a karban tamid, which is brought every day. That's number one. And then number two, that's Pinchas. That's Tzadot Parshas Pinchas. The idea is that every day there's a chov on that day to bring a karban. The karbani lachmi, it doesn't say karbani lachmi in Tzav, it only says it in Pinchas, because it's telling us that this karban is an obligation. Every day you have to give the king, you have to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu kibiyachol his daily lechem, his daily karban, and it's a chiyuv on that moed. It says b'moado only in Parashas Pinchas, doesn't say b'moado in Parashas Tetzaveh, to teach you that here it's mamish a chiyuv on the moed. It's not a constant chiyuv like in Parashas Tetzaveh, but it's a chiyuv of the moed of the each specific time. And what's each specific time? Every day. That every day is mechayiv. That every day obligates us to bring this karban. And we were marich a little bit, not too much. And now our job is, b'siyata d'shmaya, to continue further. But the yisod is very important, that we have to realize that if the Torah repeats itself, the Torah is repeating itself for a reason. And the best way to find out that reason is by looking at the context and the lashon of the parish. If you look at the context and the lashon, it will teach you what the nature, what the gather of this mitzvah is, and Torah repeats it in various places, not only to tell you new halachas, but to tell you new fundamental gedarim. So we will now continue b'siyata d'shmaya. In the Gemara Pesachim, Ayin Zayin, Amud Aleph, Od Mekamos, we see that Karban Tamid and Sotu Pesach and other karbanos, Shechol Chiyuvam Lios b'Shabbos, the chiyuv is on Shabbos, it's doicha Shabbos. So do we see in Perek Rebbe Elazar de Mila, Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph, Shegam Shar Mitzvos, Shechol Zman Chiyuv Elios B'Shabbos, doicha Mitzvah Shabbos, other mitzvahs that have a chiyuv on Shabbos are doicha Shabbos. An example of that would be Mila B'Zmana L'Kulei Alma, U'Matzah, Shofar, Sukkah, V'Lulav, Le'inyan Machshirim L'Rebbe Elazar, that he holds that Machshirei Mitzvah are also doicha Shabbos. So Mila Mizman is Doich Lekulei Alma, Matzah Shofar Sukkah Lulav, Linyan Machshirim, Reb Eliezer, he holds Machshirei Mitzvah, are Doichim et HaShabbat. However, not all mitzvahs are Doich HaShabbos, like we should see there in Sigis HaGemara, Tzitzis and Mezuzah, Ein Machshireihem Doichim es HaShabbos, Afila Reb Eliezer, the machshirim, the preparations for these mitzvah are not doicha Shabbos. And there's a machlokas there between Rabbi Yosef and Abai, b'tam adavar, what's the reason? Rabbi Yosef says that ein machshirei tzitzis u'mezuzah doicha es HaShabbos, lafi she'ein kavua lahem zman. They don't have a set time, therefore they're not doicha Shabbos. Abai dingzich mitten Rabbi Yosef, and he argues and holds that adarabba, mede'ein kavua lahem zman, kol shaita v'shaita zimnehu. Snapshot ain't kavua lehem zman, and therefore they're not doicha Shabbos. Since ain't kavua lehem zman, you would say differently. It's always the time. So therefore, according to Abaye, the reason there's another reason why machshirei tzitzis and mezuzah are not doicha Shabbos. So we see that there's a machlokas Rabbi Yosef and Abaye b'din dechias Shabbos and mitzvah shechol zmanim lios b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef holds that the only mitzvahs that are Docha Shabbos are mitzvahs shekavu lehem zman. Mitzvahs that's chova is bizman kavua, is at a set time. That if there's man that's kavua, is chol lios b'shabbos, doicha mitzvah Shabbos, kagon mila bizmana, v'chol mitzvahs hamoyadin kemavur sham b'sugya, that when this is the specific time, it's doicha Shabbos, but tzitzis and mezuzah, even though the chova is at all times, including Shabbos, nevertheless, since ain kavua lehem zman, in other words, their chova is not bizman kavua, they are not Docha Shabbos. Abai argues with the Svar, and Abai holds that if this was true, then it should be that Machshirei Tzitzis and Mezuzah should be Docha Shabbos, because Adarabba, Medein Kavu Lehem Zman Kol Shaita B'Shaita Zimnehu, Ad An B'Kansha, au contraire, from the fact that they have no Zman Kavua, it's always the time, it's always the right time. B'Kol Shechol, Zman Chiyuv Shal Mitzvah Lios B'Shabbos, if the chiyuv of the mitzvah is on Shabbos, even though they don't have his man kavu, it should be Docha Shabbos. It's a mezuzah. Machshirim isn't Docha Shabbos. Their machshirim are not Docha Shabbos. So there's another reason it can be vur Shabbos sugya. So based on what we explained in the previous shir, that there are two definitions of the zman of karban tamid. The mitzad parashas tetzaveh, the zman of the karban is tamid. It's always, it's constant. And mitzad parashas Pinchas, it's every day, specifically every day is the proper moed. So it would appear that the din of Dechiyas Shabbos b'Karban HaTamid is different between Rabbi Yosef and Abai, that according to Rabbi Yosef, who holds that only mitzvahs that have a kavua zman are Docha Shabbos, so we can say that Tamid is Docha Shabbos is only mitzad the gedder of the zman of Karban Sheba Parashas Pinchas. That mitzad the Parashas Pinchas, where it says b'moado, the Karban Tamid is a Karban Shekavu lo zman Sheba Chol Yom V'Yom Hu Moed HaTamidim. And Shabbos is also Moed HaTamid, because Shabbos mitzad atzmo, like all other days, is Goreim L'chovas Karban Ilachmi. And this Karban Tamid of Shabbos is Kavua the Yom Zed Dafka, and therefore it's Docha Shabbos. So Rabbi Yosef would say that, you know why it's Docha Shabbos, the Karban Tamid? Mitzad the Gedder of Parshas Pinchas, because it's Kavua Lozman, and therefore it's Docha Shabbos. But Mitzad the Gedder Zman of the Karban of Parshas Tetzaveh, it could be that according to Rabbi Yosef, Ein HaTamid Docha Shabbos. Why? Because Mitzad Parshas Pinchas, But mitzad the gedder of the carbon of Parshas Tetzaveh, it could be that according to Rabbi Yosef, the Tamid is not Docha Shabbos, because as far as Parshas Tetzaveh is concerned, the Tamid has no moed. It doesn't have any specific time. It's just a constant, but it has no specific time. If it has no specific time, it's not Docha Shabbos. Abaye would hold Fakert. Abaye would hold, since he says, Meden Kavu Lem Zman, and Kol Shaytu Shaytu Zimnehu, since it's not a Kavu Zman, it's always the proper time, and therefore mitzad that it should be Docha Shabbos, and therefore Tzitzis Mezuzah, in theory, should be Deicha Shabbos de Machshirim. So according to Abaye, you know what's Deicha Shabbos? The gather of the Karban Tamid of Parshas Tetzaveh. That's what's Deicha Shabbos. But not the gather of the Karban Tamid mitzad Parshas Pinchas. Because the gather of Tetzaveh is that it's a Ein Kavu Lo Zman. It's just always. There's no set time. And Abaye says that's more of a reason it should be Deicha Shabbos. So therefore, as far as Abaye is concerned, there's more of a reason that the Karban Tamid of Parshas Tetzaveh should be Derech HaShabbos, because it doesn't have a time. So it's always the time. When it's always the time, according to Abaye, it's Derech HaShabbos. So according to Abaye, most certainly, the Karban Tamid that has the gather of Parshas Tetzaveh should be Docha Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yosef, not. And Abaye would hold even more than the gather of the Karban Tamid mitzad Parshas Pinchas, because Abaye holds that not having a set time is more of a reason to be Docha Shabbos than having a set time. So since Karban Tamid of Parshas Tetzaveh doesn't have a set time, Therefore, there's more of a reason it should be Darchei Shabbos. However, in Tosim Psachim Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, they bring that into Taras Kohanim. It says that the one who darshins that Tamid is Darchei Shabbos holds that Tamid is Darchei Shabbos because it says the word Tamid. Now, if that's true, it says Tamid in Parshas Tetzaveh as well. So therefore, that would mean that according to this Man De'Amar and the Taras Kohanim, at least, even mitzad the Tamidim in Parshas Tetzaveh, the carbon Tamid could be Darchei Shabbos, and that would be then Akasha and Rav Yosef. In other words, we wanted to say, according to Rav Yosef, that mitzad the gather of carbon Tamid in Parshas Tetzaveh, the Tamid isn't Darchei Shabbos. Because what's Darchei Shabbos? It's only Darchei Shabbos if it has a set time. But in Tetzaveh, it doesn't have a set time. We have a Man De'Amar in Taras Kohanim that says it's Darchei Shabbos mitzad Tamid, which it also says in Parshas Tetzaveh. And Mimele, even if it doesn't have a set time, the Parshas, the Karban Talmud is going to be Darchei Shabbos. So that apparently would be Akasha and Rabbi Yosef. So we can say that even according to Rabbi Yosef, the Karban Talmud is Darchei Shabbos, even mitzad the Geder Zman Achiyuv in Parshas Tetzav. And you can't compare it to Tzitzis and Mezuzah that are not Darchei Shabbos, Lefishen Kavu Elam Zman. That Tzitzis and Mezuzah don't have a chiyuv tamidi me'ikar geder ha-mitzvah. The Torah wasn't koveya b'feirush achova b'chol yom tamid. Since they have no specific time at all, so me'mela their chov is at all times, and that's not enough to be Darchei Shabbos. There Rabbi Yosef says not Darchei Shabbos because they have no specific time for a chiyuv, so me'mela they're not Darchei Shabbos. But here, by Tamid, the carbon Tamid does have a set time, meaning every single day. As Rashi says, Tamid, miyom el yom, shelo yafsik yom bein tayim. So maybe according to Rabbi Yosef, this would be called that kavu lehem zman. Originally, we wanted to say, according to Yosef, it's not kavu zman, because the gather of Tamid is always with no set time. But maybe the set time is always, that you do it every single day. So that's a set time, unlike tzitzis and mezuzah, which is not a set time. In memela, it's at all times. It doesn't give us a specific time to do tzitzis and mezuzah. Memela, it's all times. So that, according to Rabbi Yosef, isn't enough to be Darchei Shabbos. But when it's at all times, because you're told to do it at all times, you're told to make a tamid, you're told every day, that might be enough to be Darchei Shabbos. And therefore, the Torah's command is not a kasha. Rabbi Yosef, would hold, even mitzad together of Parshas Tetzaveh, the carbon tamid would be Darchei Shabbos. Okay, so Mirtza Hashem, obviously this we could be Ma'arich in this Nekuda, we should be, and we have a lot more to discuss. And please God, the next time I'd like to talk about Tzmidim B'chinuch HaMizbeach, Sugyan Minachot, B'daf Mem Tet Amud Aleph, and we will Be'ezer Hashem. Seen the flows in the Torah's Hashem, we'll continue to do so. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.